There's an old saying about waiting for a bus, then X3 come at once. Well, this week I've had X2 students plus an old friend all separately ask me the same question. They felt lost and didn't know what to do next. They felt torn between several different ideas and directions. They were trying to do them all at once. They wanted me to tell them what to focus on. But personally, I'm the last person I would ask this question. I've been the most guilty of changing the direction of my life as someone who's changed career 3 times. I spent 9 years of life on X2 separate degrees. I finally found a use for my degrees. I burned them. So I didn't have the answer for them, but I do have a few lifestyle design worksheets that will help them work out their own answer, which is far more important. So it's the perfect timing for this article. I'm almost embarrassed to admit this now, but for over 10 years, Design Hero was a side hustle and made almost no money. I was burned out chasing X2 directions at once, working all hours, been there, done that, had the heart attack, scrolling through social media, bombarded by successful freelancers' posts. I launched my business 1 year ago, now I'm making £10,000 per month, BTW, here's a picture of me posing on a jet skis in Dubai. I'd fallen to compare and despair. So I tried to throw money at the problem. I've spent over £10,000 on coaching and courses. Some of them were great. Most of them were garbage. Any guru who says it's easy to grow any business to 6 figures is lying. Your life rarely goes the way you planned. Most overnight success stories started decades ago. Influencers cherry pick the starting point of their success story. And don't get me started on the gurus. Social media is awash with surface level advice and empty platitudes on how to be successful in life. Of course, this always relies on you conforming to their idea of what success looks like. And there's a long line of people waiting to tell you what you should do to get it. Without clarity on where you want to go in life, you'll take the first direction that appears in front of you. If you don't have clarity on what you want, you start taking someone else's ideas. This is when you find yourself endlessly flip-flopping from one idea to the next. 1 week, you'll be targeting well-being startups. Then you think you want to shift to a retainer design on demand service. Then you realize you don't want to be a designer at all. You want to move into starting an e-commerce store. I've seen this a million times, done it myself too. It's a permanent identity crisis with no end in sight. Not nice. A framework for intentional living. So what do you actually want your life to look like? Shay. When I ask this question of freelancers in Life by Design, I get responses about things. Your life is not the money you earn. Your life is not where you went on holiday. Your life is not the car you own. Your life is how you spend your time every day. Annie Dillard says, how we spend our days is how we spend our lives. So this article will help you figure out how to live an intentional life, well lived, instead of taking someone else's template for it. These worksheets for designing your life will help you work it out for yourself. I don't mean broad, vague ideas. I'm talking about sitting down and writing down what your day is going to look like, then living it every day as best you can. Your life is such a big thing. It's changeable and tangible. It shifts. So there's X3 exercises I use to guide my thoughts and get instant clarity on my life. Most people, when asked about changing their life, will start telling you their goals. But goals without action are just wishful thinking. In Bowen, how to live life by design. If you want to design your ideal life and make it happen, here's how to do it. Figure out what you want your life to look like, then set goals for each area of your life, then turn your vague goals into an actual plan to reach your goal, then break your goal into steps and habits so you can take action instead of just thinking about it. Then plug habits into a schedule that you can work on every day, then stay consistent to your schedule for weeks, months, and years. I have another article which will guide you through designing your life in one day, where I cover the broad strokes on each of these stages. But today, we're going more in depth on the first of those steps. Worksheets to analyze and design your life. First, a disclaimer. I did not create any of these tools. I've adapted them from exercises shared with me by other people who in turn adapted them from others before them. I've combined them into a framework I use with my students to analyze your life and get clarity. These 3 more tools combined are a framework to give you clarity on what you want your life to look like. We're going to assess your life through 3 lenses. 1, past from experience. 2, present from emotional. 3, future from imagination. In Systemize Solopreneurs, we go through all of these together as a group, but I'll show you how to do them just now. Past, exercise to design your life through past experience, and anti-vision for your life. Sometimes the only way to figure out what you want is to identify what you don't want through negative experiences. Let's look backwards. One, what does an unfulfilling day look like? Two, how do you not want to feel, look like, and act? Three, what types of people don't you want to spend time around? Four, how much money is too little to sustain you? Five, what can't you do with that money? Six, who do you not want to be like? Seven, what environment would you hate to live and work in? Eight, what kind of tasks do you not like doing? Nine, when in your life were you least fulfilled? 10, feel free to make your own prompts. For example, what tasks do you not want to spend your day doing? Busy work, admin, calls, accounting, emails. For example, what environment would you hate to live and work in? For me, I don't like living in the city, it's too loud. Present, exercise to design your life through current emotions, the wheel of life. Now let's look at our life through a more abstract emotional lens. How do you feel about key areas of your life? Health, mental state, relationships, work and personal projects, finances, leisure. Don't overanalyze the labels. This is an emotional exercise. Let your gut feelings guide you. For example, relationships might be romantic, they might be your community. The goal is to identify what is most important to us and identify the areas of your life that need more attention. There are no right or wrong answers. This is your life. This will be important when it comes time to set goals. One, don't waste time on fancy designs. This is only a tool to structure your thoughts. Two, get out a notepad. Three, draw a circle. Four, segment the circle for each label. Five, how important this area is to you. Assign a score out of 10 for each segment. Six, fill in the segments according to how satisfied and fulfilled you feel about them. Seven, color in the segment depending on how fulfilled you feel in that area. Future, exercise to design your life through future imagination. Five lives, framework. As creatives, we can use our imagination to build our ideal lives in our heads. The purpose of this exercise is not to give you a midlife crisis, sell all your possessions, and go join a hippie cult in Bali. But take some dreams that have fallen by the wayside, the things that used to give you joy and purpose, and bring them back into your life. Add your answers to your document and note down your answers to the following prompts. Lifestyle design. Prompts 1. Your current life extended out 5 years at its most ideal circumstances. 2. Go back and talk to your 10-year-old self. What did you want to be when you grow up? 3. People have many skills. Imagine an alternative life where you monetize one of your hobbies. 4. Money is no object. You don't care what anyone thought about you. What would you do then? 5. If you only had 3 years to live, what would you do? 6. Feel free to make your own prompts. For example, go back and talk to your 10-year-old self. What did you want to be when you grow up? In school, I wanted to be a rally driver, so I bought a cheap puddle jumper to get into motorsport. I hit the track once a month. Goals without action are just wishful thinking. So if you've completed the X3 frameworks above, now you have some clarity about what don't like about your life currently and some vague ideas about where you'd like it to go. But remember, without action, this is all just wishful thinking. I used to set big goals without any plan. Guess what progress I made? None. Now we need to set concrete goals for those areas. Last week I ran a lifestyle design workshop for Wandering Collective to show them exactly how to do that. It was a big hit, but I didn't have time to promote it to my own audience, so I'll be running more workshops. But if you'd like all the Designing Your Life worksheets to run through the exercises yourself first. Key insights for solopreneurs. Don't accept someone else's template for your life. Use these exercises to create your own vision and follow it. Daily reminder for solopreneurs. Most overnight success stories you see on social media started 10 years ago. How to take action in the next 5 minutes. create a new document and note down your answers to the prompts in these life design exercises. See what comes out.